This is an interview with Isler Solomon in Bloomington, Indiana, June the 24th, 1964. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. Mr. Solomon, as I mentioned earlier, I think it would be worthwhile in this project to have you sort of give us a resume of your musical background, how you developed in music, and eventually how you became associated with the Federal Project in music.
Well, I started playing the violin when I was six, and progressed very rapidly in that, and by the time I was 18, I was studying in New York with a teacher who took me to Europe with him. And while we were there, he was offered the head of the music department at Michigan State College in East Lansing and asked to bring an assistant. Well, this was a wonderful thing for me. I could continue my lessons free. I had been paying $25 a lesson. I had 25 students, and at the age of 18, I was associate professor of music at Michigan State College with all my students older than I.
Wow.
Part of my duties was to be the concertmaster of the orchestra. And it was there that as a, I got to do some conducting when my professor wasn't around. I taught there for 3 years until 1931, and then became interested in the problem of string players, which is even a greater problem today, in the school system itself. And so that year I had just won the national contest of young artists for the entire United States. I was just about to launch my career as a real artist, you see, and got interested in this project and talked to the supervisor of music of the public schools of Lansing, Michigan, and told him that I thought that the only future for orchestras, bands were going great, of course, was to make it a curricular subject, and that if they would make it a curricular subject in the junior high school, I myself would head the program, would supervise the two other teachers in the other two schools. So, they bought this idea, and I had four classes a day of 25 students studying violin 5 days a week in a junior high school. I supervised the other two, and then I also took on the high school orchestras, which I conducted. All of that for, I think, it was $35 a week then. And this man, the supervisor of music, had always had a great desire to have an orchestra, but he was never able to accumulate enough players to do so. But if he felt if he could announce that that I would be the assistant conductor and the concertmaster, that then the other good musicians in the area would join. This proved true. So we started the Lansing Civic Symphony Orchestra in 1931. That was my first year then in the public schools after 3 years teaching at Michigan State. And that's where fate came into it. He developed cancer, and we carried him to the first rehearsal, and he never got out after that. And so overnight, I found myself a conductor of a 75-piece orchestra. And I was teaching in the public schools at that time, doing this program that I told you about. Well, I did that for 3 years, and I felt that I had brought it to its proper place. The high school orchestras now, instead of having 60 pieces now, went up to 125 because of the string program that I had developed. You see, we were beginning to pour in 400 from my group, the others, and actually many were weeded out, but the orchestras did develop to about 125. I did that for 3 years and felt that I had gone as far as I could and that the program was well on its way, and so I was looking for other things to do. Just at that time, that brings us up to about 1935, you see. We were right in the Depression, and I was interested then in looking for a new field, and so I wondered what I could do in music in this new project that was started by the government, the Emergency Relief Act, ERA. And I went to the state director there, a man by the name of Bill Haber, William Haber, who was the head of economics at Michigan State. And he knew me very well and said that they did have a music program, but it was under